And Kathy Dawes now. I got three lovely ladies in the studio with me today. Michelle Hobb, and she's Meadowlark Hills Parkinson's Program Director. And then also we have Becky Fitzgerald, Development Director, Meadowlark Hills. And Terry Olson's with us today in a little bit different way, of course, in East Side, West Side Market. And appreciate all three of you being here. I don't know, do we need to lead off with Michelle or Becky? I know Becky has to get out of here before the program's over, but Michelle, what are we talking about? Let's lead off that way.
Well, first of all, thanks for having us, and thanks for your amazing sponsorship for our 9th annual Speedy PD Race for Parkinson's Disease. It's this Saturday, August the 26th, starting at 8 o'clock in the morning at Tuttle Creek State Park. We have a 5K and a 10K course. Both of those races start at 8, and then at 9:15, we have our half-mile family fun run and walk.
Okay. Well, we're going to let Becky tell us more. And kind of there's a lot of work involved, and, of course, you want to mention there's the sponsors that, of course, Michelle just alluded to. But
right, yes. I wanted to make sure that we recognize our 57 sponsors. So obviously I'm not going to go through all those names, but that's quite a community support for this, and we're just thrilled. Many of our sponsors have been with us since day one, since when we started this 9 years ago. We've picked up some new ones this year in all different sponsorship levels, and so we really want to reach out and thank our UMB, who has been our presenting sponsor for this, UMB Bank. This is their 7th year to be our presenting sponsor, so we're just really thrilled. And Terry, who's with us today, Eastside Westside Market, has been a great sponsor. They provide fruit for all the runners and participants afterwards, so they're looking forward to that, and I think some of those things are what this race has become known for.
And of course, Terry, we know Eastside Westside Market, very community minded, and it's just another display. But talk about your involvement with this and how you got involved.
Well, I had a personal connection to this because my dad, Leon Edmonds, the founder of Caw Valley Greenhouses, had Parkinson's. And I won't say he suffered with Parkinson's because he benefited so much from the Parkinson's program at Meadowlark in living well with Parkinson's. Parkinson's was just a side note on his life. And so we got involved with the group and the race as a fundraiser. And I actually became a runner as a consequence of being involved with this. And I enjoy competing. We have a team for East Side and West Side Markets, and we like to have fun competing with the Caw Valley Greenhouses team and other teams that members of our group form. It's a lot of fun. This is probably my favorite race to go to because the venue out at Tuttle Creek, it's just a beautiful place to run. They're certified courses, so the really competitive racers can meet state record requirements in competing in our race. It's just, I think, the best race in Manhattan.
I'm slightly jealous. I used to be a 10K runner until my knees started giving out on me, but does sound like a tremendous race. And, you know, I don't know, Michelle, are we assuming too much? Do we need to explain again how this event got going and maybe a bit more about the background?
Sure. Actually, our Parkinson's program started exactly 10 years ago. And from there, we realized that we needed to educate more people about what Parkinson's is and that there's more that you can do than just take a pill to try to live with it. So we started this race, obviously, to also help us raise monies, because what our primary mission is to provide free services for people living in the Flint Hills that are affected by Parkinson's. Those free services include a variety of 8 different exercise classes a week, including rock steady boxing. And of that, we are the only affiliate out of more than 400 affiliates throughout the world that provides free rock steady boxing courses. We also have educational opportunities, outreach programs, and provide free transportation for people to come to our programs. We really don't want people to have to make a decision of, do I go to an exercise class with my money or do I pay for my medication? So we know research tells us over and over again that exercise is imperative for people to live well with this disease. So we want to provide that opportunity for everybody in this region.
Well, I know before we go to a break, we probably need to give Becky another chance to say a few words because I think you have to leave a little bit early today. But anything else you're wanting to highlight, Becky? I know a lot of work involved, although labor of love it sounds like, but just anything you're wanting to add today.
Yes, definitely. We have a great team of people who have come together for this every year. We need to mention Body First. They're another great supporter of this race. Doug with Body First, he is our race director, and he donates his time with this. And so he's listed as a sponsor because of that. Many people, we do receive just cash from people, but so many people are also investing their time and talent and sharing that with us to help make this a success.
Well, of course, I mentioned your development director with Meadowlark Foundation and in good shape. And anything you want to add about the foundation before we let you go?
Well, you can always donate to the Parkinson's program through the foundation. And so people oftentimes they donate in memory of a loved one or as tribute to a loved one. With this race, we have an opportunity to give to the Parkinson's program. Of course, the runners are contributing, but sometimes people just use this as a nice opportunity to recognize a friend or a loved one with Parkinson's disease. And so at any time throughout the year, if you'd like to do that, you can go online at meadowlark.org and click the Donate Now button, and you'll see the Parkinson's program listed there. And it's not too late to donate this year. If you'd like to sign up for the race, you can still do that at runspeedypd.org. Yep. So.
Well, let's go ahead and take that break. It's now about 9:44, and I think Michelle and Terry are going to stick around a little bit longer. Yep. We'll visit some more about your event and just in general, maybe about Parkinson's. I think it's always good to remind people what that's all about. 537-1350 if you'd like to call in. Again, you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
Can I interject a fun fact? Terry, put your headphones on here real quick. Yeah.
I started to give our website. I don't know where that came from. But
that's all right.
Yeah, Terry, headphones.
Put your headphones on real quick.
Headphones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dave has something.
Just a
to
fun
say.
Fact, and you may or may not know this, but today is National Eat a Peach Day.
Sweet.
But is it every day?
Thumbs up.
When you have East Side and West Side Market, it's every day.
KMAN Morning News.